So as everyone in the local area will know, the Harrogate Christmas Pantomime is returning to the Harrogate Theatre. It's coming very soon, the 27th of November it opens, and it runs until the 19th of January. I'm joined in the studio today by a very special guest who can tell us a bit more, give us a bit of an insight into what to expect from this year's pantomime, which is going to be Snow White. I'm joined in the studio by Phil Lowe, who is an associate director at the theatre and a co-writer of the pantomime. Phil, thank you so much for coming in.
My absolute pleasure.
Now, Phil, last year, Jack and the Beanstalk was an award-winning pantomime. You've got a lot to live up to this year. What can people expect from Snow White?
It was an award-winning panto. Hopefully, we're going to bring all the magic and the glitter that people come to expect. The high standards production values that got Harrogate Theatre, that, as you mentioned, Great British Panto Award, which is just amazing recognition for the hard work that the team at Harrogate Theatre put in every year.
Absolutely. And like I said, no pressure for this year. But Snow White, it resonates with you in particular, Phil, because we were speaking before, yes. 13 years you've been doing it, and it was the first pantomime you put on then. So 13 years later, we're doing it again.
Yeah, it's great to bring it back. We haven't done it for 13 years. And it was nice because we get to change a few things. Obviously, the story is still the same, but we can update it and change the characters, and the comedy side, slapstick is bigger, and the set is just phenomenal. Designed by Morgan again, who designed last year, who has also won a Great British Panto Award. So we're in fine company this year, which is very exciting.
So we've only got a few weeks until it does officially open. I can imagine at Harrogate Theatre it's chaos, it's panic stations, because there's so much going on. And you said before that the staff at the theatre has more than doubled since this started.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's chaos. It's
organised chaos.
Organised. Yeah, like you say, we don't have a great big staff structure at the theatre, but the company is 33 in Snow White, so it almost doubles the full-time staff at the theatre. We have our youth theatre that are involved this year, and we have three teams of dancers, and then we've got six in the company and an understudy. So with all the crew, follow spots, lighting operators and everything, they all have turned up now, and the building's buzzing, and it's fun. There's a lot of work to do, and I'd love a lot more time, but we don't have that. So it's long days, lots of singing, lots of dancing, lots of rehearsing for the individual scenes. But yeah, it's coming together.
I think what a lot of people don't realise, Phil, and you as a co-writer will be able to shed some light on this, is the planning that goes into these massive productions every year. And as a co-writer, when did you actually start the planning and start the writing for this year's show?
Yeah, so without doubt, the Panto is the biggest show that the theatre puts on from every point of view, from the workshop building the set and from just the logistics. So we started work this year during last year's Panto, just to get the first steps, bits and bobs going. We open on our opening night, we start selling for next year's show. So we've already done work on next year's show. We need to know what that is. When are the shows? So I'd say 13, 14 months in advance, we start that process. And then goes quiet for a little bit while I'll have a little panto break. But then, yeah, come February, we'll be chatting with me and David will be chatting about ideas. We'll then chat with Morgan, our designer, and then he'll start doodling away and making little models to see if the set can work. Then come June, we'll have a white card. And then July, stuff starts being made, costumes, little bits of scenery, so that by the time we get to October, November, pretty much the hard stuff, the sets and the costumes and stuff, are almost finished, if not completed. I love panto, and I'm not knocking any other panto in the country, but there are very different versions of a panto. I'm a strong believer that it's a fairy tale and the story drives it, and that people can just forget about the outside world. Come in, sit down, and for 2.5 hours, just have fun. It's going to sound really soppy, but there's just a lot of care, a lot of love involved in putting the show on. And it's from me and David down to all the staff at the theatre. They care about the show, and hopefully that comes across to the audience, that there's thought put into it, because it looks beautiful. Every year it just gets better and better, and that's thanks to our workshop
Yeah, well, it does sound absolutely fantastic, and your dedication for and your love for the show does really, really come through. So as I said, the pantomime at Harrogate Theatre opens on the 27th of November and runs all the way through until 19th of January. But I'm sure you'll be taking bookings left, right and centre at the moment for all those popular dates over Christmas time. Phil, if there is anyone listening that does want to come down to the pantomime this year and see Snow White at Harrogate Theatre, and I would urge you to do so, how can they find out a bit more about tickets and information?
So you can take a little trip into town and walk into our box office. The beautiful box office staff will give you all the information there, or you can check us out on our website, or you can give them a ring. All the information is found on our website, www.harrogatetheatre.co.uk, and they've got Panto and all the other shows that we book throughout the year, but mainly Panto.
Fantastic. We'll put some more information at strayfm.com as well for anyone that does want to book tickets. Phil, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in, because I know you're a very, very busy man at the moment.
Oh yes, I am,
and I look forward to coming and seeing the pantomime myself this Christmas.
Great stuff.